Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Ramble.
Pretty Basic.
Hello, everyone. What's up? Welcome back to Pretty Basic.
Yeah. What's that from? You do that.
I do it all the time, and it like derived from the Hannah Montana transition where she's like, oh.
You know
Yeah, it's a little different.
Still the best person that I've ever seen perform live in my life, Miley Cyrus.
Really? Ever?
Incredible.
Wait, what, Bangers
Truly
tour?
Truly ever. No, at Lollapalooza.
Oh.
I was throwing myself off that ledge.
I am sad I missed
so
that.
So good. All the way in the back.
Her Bangers tour was
Bangers.
It.
I wish I had seen.
So I have a vlog.
Oh, thank God.
I put up on YouTube, and I actually put up a vlog of the Taylor Swift 1989 tour. That was my first ever strike on YouTube.
I was going to say, Taylor definitely took that down.
Oh, they copyrighted that video, and they went to my main channel at the same time and marked something on, flagged a video on my main channel that used a Taylor Swift song, and I got a strike on my main channel, but not the vlog channel.
Interesting.
Which I thought was interesting. So I took that as them being like, hey, we see you.
How do you fight a YouTube strike?
So this was forever ago. This was like 20, I mean, when was that? 24.
Were you spiraling?
15? Oh, I was like, I think it was 2015. I genuinely was so sad because I used so much copyrighted music. Every single video had copyrighted music. I always would pitch a little bit so you couldn't like detect it. And back then there was this unspoken rule where you can use less than 10 seconds of a song.
30 seconds.
Yes. And then whatever. But it wasn't that you're legally allowed to. It was you could do it and
it wouldn't get detected. Yeah.
So if you did like a short little snippet and the pitch, you usually were fine and you could still monetize off of videos. Another reason why I was like, I should probably just delete all my old videos.
Yeah, that's true.
We're trying to avoid some lawsuits.
I get that.
But at the time, I remember thinking, oh, I got in trouble. I have a strike on my channel. Like, what does that mean? What's going to happen to me? And I thought it was really interesting, the repercussions that I had.
What were
they? I actually got in trouble. So I lost, basically, if you don't know, basically, if you violate one of YouTube's community guidelines, you can get a strike on your channel. If you get 3 strikes, they delete your channel. So I just thought, oh, it means you have a strike and then just don't get 3, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I think.
No. So I get a strike. It's on my channel for 6 solid months. Okay.
Whoa.
And I lost the feature to use unlisted videos. Like they took that away from me.
Oh, that's so random.
So random. But whenever you do brand deals, you always send a video unlisted.
Yeah.
So I had to upload all my videos to my vlog channel.
Oh.
To then send to the brand. And they'd be like, why is it on this channel? I'd be like, trust me. I would send you the link. I just can't. Like I physically could. Like they took that away.
That's such a random thing to take away.
Yes, I know, right? And you couldn't get another strike in those 6 months. And after 6 months, it was completely wiped off of your channel, like clean slate. But if you got like 3 strikes within the same time period, that's when they would delete it. So then it made me think, oh my gosh, the second strike, I looked it all up. It's probably changed, honestly, since then. It made me realize, oh my God, I bet the second strike is like losing monetization. And then I even wondered about thumbnails.
There's a lot of creators who have lost monetization for a very long time.
Yes.
Which is really crazy.
Yes.
And the importance of why we need to diversify. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that you didn't get to that point.
I didn't. And
all for Taylor Swift.
All for
Taylor Swift. I'm surprised you're still a fan.
Well, here's the thing. And I get it. I this is where I went wrong. I wasn't just like, I'm going to a con. I recorded the whole thing. Yeah. It was like a 20-minute vlog.
Just the concert?
I was like, oh my God, I'm getting all the content.
Concert clips all the time. I love watching.
I was monetizing watching. Off of it. So,
okay.
So they took that one down. I was very sad about that. I'm not even sure if I can watch it, which is sad, but it's okay. They have it on Apple TV. We can like watch the whole thing.
Yeah, they did a whole documentary.
So right after that, I'd also gone to an Ariana Grande concert and the Miley Cyrus Bangers concert.
I was like, how did we get to this point?
Yes. And I vlogged both of those. So quickly after I privated those videos, because I didn't want to get a strike, because I still wanted to have the vlog as like a memory. And the Ariana concert was the one where Justin Bieber came up behind her and was like dancing on her.
Yes.
That was such a big scandal.
Yes.
Everyone was like, oh, and she was like pushing him away. And she, I think she was still with Jay or just had broken up with
Jay Sean. Baby, are you down,
down, down, down, down?
I was like, who's Jay?
Jay.
She did one of those brothers, though. I think his name was Jay, wasn't it?
I don't know. I get them all confused.
Those brothers from the beginning. What were they called? Hold on. As an Ariana stan, I should know.
You're
this.
You're like, bring it back.
Ariana. Oh, sounds, it's like a Jay, something with a ski. not Kowalski. Nope. Oh, his name was Jay Brooks.
Oh.
And he was a part of that YouTube. Oh, the Janoskians. Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes, that's what they were called.
Janoskians?
Janoskians,
oh my God. I had no idea.
Very close. You got Jay and Big Sean.
Here's the thing. I would love to be like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I wasn't. I just got it wrong. I didn't say
that's
Big
okay.
Sean.
Two wonderful, wonderful singers.
Anyways, that was that concert. And then the Miley concert, the Bangers one was just so good. So I have that. We should watch it.
I don't think between, this is actually perfect to segue into our game, but between Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, and Ariana Grande, I would say Taylor's the most known for being crazy about that kind of stuff. Like, I think Miley and Ariana would let it slide.
Yeah, their teams.
No strikes.
Yeah.
Taylor, though,
I remember one time I got invited to fly to New York and promote Taylor Swift's new perfume, right?
Which one? Wonderstruck?
No. It was kind of, it didn't really pop off. It was this small white bottle that had some like rainbow colors on it. I forget
Ooh,
the name.
I don't remember that. I loved Wonderstruck.
This was between Red and 1989. Like it was like right before the album came out. And I remember her team was so intense. Like, they basically tell me what outfits to bring. They approved them. I go to the shoot and they're like, oh, Taylor would never wear black.
Incredible things.
Let me see it. Yes, that's
incredible
that
things.
It.
You can buy it for the low price of $44.72.
Amazing. I have so much footage of me spraying. They'd be like spraying to get the worst.
You're probably
like
brand. Yeah.
The worst type of brand shoot to do is like perfume because they keep saying spray it. And I'm like,
they should fill it with like water.
Yes. They should. I was like it was bad.
It's so crazy to me. I'm on this side of TikTok where food stylists will upload videos
of how they really do it.
Yes. Like ice cream is shaving cream. Yes. So you can like photograph it. There's fake ice. There's fake sprinkles, fake meat, all these like inedible things that they use for food.
And if
food.
You actually see, like when, once you see that it's potatoes or whipped cream, you're like, oh, I so see it. It's so obvious now.
Yes.
So I was on set and they had approved the outfits that I was wearing. And then her personal team was on board as well as like the agency that I was working with. But her actual personal team came and there was this woman who was like, oh my God, no, we cannot approve. Taylor would never wear black. And I remember being like, yeah, she would. Like her new era, like she's wearing, like she's not.
Was this the Reputation era?
Yeah. Oh, no. This was like between Red and 89. Like, okay. I just remember being like, yeah, she would like that. But they were very much about her brand. Like it was so strict.
It was
insane.
Interesting.
The agency people were running around like, oh my God, we're so sorry. And I was just like, what is going on?
All for the perfume?
Yeah, it was all for the, I should try to find the actual video. I didn't meet her. She was not on set. I really wish I have never met Taylor Swift, but I would fucking die.
She seems so nice. But then you hear all these like crazy horror stories about her team and everything that I feel like taints it sometimes.
Yeah. Well, again, they were like, you can't wear that. And I was like, I don't know.
Or just like the Etsy sellers and things. Like, I feel bad for them.
See, I do, but I don't, like, because in the end you can't sell like someone else's name.
Yeah.
You know, my lawyer sent some cease and desist. That's all I know. Maybe I'm too similar to her. I'm like, yeah, girl, send that.
I feel bad. They're just like little Etsy sellers.
I know.
But I get it, but I feel bad.
Hold on. Let me find it. Oh my God. This was me on set.
Oh my God.
We'll put it on the screen if you're watching on YouTube.
Oh.
Like, what am I wearing?
And the I mean, you look like the perfume bottle.
Literally.
I can't believe that was you.
I think I talked in it too. I forget. But yeah, that was me.
That's so funny. That's so funny. I just can't believe that was you in another life.
A whole other life.
How old were you there?
This was 2014. So I was 18. I was like 20.
Oh, 21. 2021. Wow. Okay. So that was early 20s. Now we're reaching late 20s.
Wow.
What was that stuffed animal?
I had this pillow pet that was like a literal character in my fucking YouTube videos.
Oh my God.
Walden.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that was like early 20s. Which is crazy because if you guys are watching this episode, I'm pretty sure the day that it comes out, my birthday would have been yesterday.
She's 29. Feeling fine.
29. I'm almost 30.
Okay. I have to say though, growing up, I always was like, 30. Oh my God. That's so old. But then once I met Ash and Taryn, they make 30 look really great.
Oh my God. Of course.
So now I'm like looking forward to my 30s. I really am.
I've always felt like I would thrive in my 30s, even in my early 20s. I don't know what it was. I was like, my 30s, I feel like I'm gonna like really fucking thrive.
Good.
And I've been trying to think of, you know, this is my last year in my 20s. So I need this year, I definitely need to kind of reflect and think of things I wanna do. Like, what are some last things I want to do to say like I did that in my 20s? Like, mm-hmm. This is a big moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I've done a lot. You know, I've traveled. I've, you know, met amazing people. Like, we have a podcast. Like, we've done so much. We've won an award. Like, I haven't been to the Oscars yet, but like, we'll make that happen. We'll present.
She's still Forbes 30 under 30.
Forbes,
we're still waiting.
Forbes 30 under 30. Mm-hmm. Still waiting for my...
You got a year. Clock's ticking. Right now. We got a year.
But honestly, like, I don't know. I'm like, what are things you still want to do in your 20s? Like, what can I add to my list?
I mean, I want a baby.
In your 20s?
Yeah. But I don't think realistically it'll happen. I'm also like, I think I'm at the point
face,
now.
My face, I was like, I can't relate you're like, to that.
Not wanting that.
Shape or form.
I just feel like I'm so ready to, not ready yet, but like I'm, every day I'm like nearing, I can feel myself being ready for the next chapters of my life.
Yeah.
So whether that's getting engaged and then married and then a baby, I'm like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And I can't, bringing it back, I am Cove's biggest fan. Did you see the video of her where she had, I'm Cove's biggest fan. She had made, okay, first of all, she was sitting with her dog, which I think is from Paw Patrol. And it was this video that was the sound that was like, a doobadoo, badoobadoo, badoobadoo, badoobadoo. And Aspen put text on it that was like, how I imagine their conversations are. And Cove's just like, in the clip. And it was like, a doobadoo, badoo. And then she made Play-Doh foods.
Aww.
And Aspen's like, what do you mean? She was like, wah, wah. And she was like, French fries. She's like, nah. Like, you can't understand, but you know, mom's out. She's like, hamburger, soda. It was,
cute.
I swear to God, every time I look at Aspen's TikTok, I'm like, give me a baby.
Yeah. You should go babysit for a day.
She would not let me.
She would.
Aspen, please.
I'll
fly to Utah.
She would.
Girl, let me take Cove for a day. I'd be a really good babysitter.
I'm so curious if you'd come back and be like, I that was birth control.
You're
like,
probably,
I don't want a baby anymore.
Probably. They're just so cute. I love Cove. Yeah, that's what I want though. How about you?
I genuinely, like, I mean, you're pregnant for 9 months. You know what I mean? So out of my year left, like that's
that
like
you only got 3 months to drink, eat sushi, have some deli meat.
Oh, wait, deli meat.
Yeah, deli meats you can't have when you're pregnant.
I didn't know deli meat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really have that much anyway, but I do love me a turkey sandwich.
You know what? I just feel like we'd be the type two to get pregnant and we like, let's say we didn't like love alcohol, love sushi, love deli meat. But as soon as you can't have like pasteurized cheeses, unpasteurized cheeses,
yeah, like feta cheese, yeah.
Like brie, like the soft mm-hmm. cheeses and things. Like, yeah, we don't eat like that a lot. But like, as soon as I get pregnant, I'd be like, I want some fucking brie cheese.
Yeah.
Like, I just know my brain would
do
that.
You're going to be like, I want baked brie.
I want baked brie. I'm going to, the sushi's going to be hard, but it'll be worth it.
Sushi's hard, but we could definitely do like vegan sushi or even just like vegetable sushi.
I love a vegetable sushi roll.
Because it's just the fish, right?
Yeah. Or like a sweet potato roll. Yeah. Oh my God. Whenever we go to Ohio.
The sweet potato roll.
Like that's not really a thing here. Sweet potato with peanut. They do it peanut rolls.
It was so good.
Amazing.
Somewhere in Columbus. I don't know
the
what.
The Midwest
sushi
has
place.
Got it figured out.
It was so good.
The food there is so funny to
also,
me.
Also, we had those drinks.
What drinks?
Well, obviously we couldn't go to this place if we were pregnant because it was like a margarita and it had dry ice in it or something. Do you remember?
No, I have no recollection. Oh. I was thinking about that sweet potato roll.
Oh. Mm. Wow. Yeah, I mean.
You should go on The Bachelor.
I would be the worst person to be on The Bachelor.
Why?
I hate confrontation.
Well, yeah. But usually the confrontational ones. Oh. Oh, shit.
Oh, the maintenance guy's okay. Here, guys.
Oh, my God. I was like, do we have a doorbell?
I know. I literally, I was like, we have a doorbell
I
here?
Love it.
Stand by. Wait, that's how we should be like, someone's here. You know, and like Mr. Rogers or something is like, who's here? And the guest walks out.
Wait, we should utilize this.
Yeah.
Pretty basic.
No, but usually the confrontational ones are the ones who don't find make love it? Anyways. I want to see you on Bachelor. I want you on a beach scene. Give me some Bachelor in Paradise, X on the Beach, Love Island. Like, give me a good drama. Like, that's what I want for you. But I want you to be like the nice girl that everyone, you will be. Like, the nice girl that everyone loves.
I love that.
You'll get a good edit.
What's your favorite out of all of those?
Of the shows?
Yeah.
I really do. I'm watching X on the Beach again, which is really, really good.
Like the same season?
No, it's a new season.
Okay.
But like I'm getting back into, I do like Too Hot to Handle. I love X on the Beach and I love, if it's a good season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette, I like, and I love Bachelor in Paradise. I love it all, honestly.
It makes sense why I'm not as into it because I'm a skeptical ass bitch and I'm like, that was fake. That was plotted.
Oh, I believe it all.
You're like, they loved each other.
The most recent season though of The Bachelor was so good. Did I tell you what happened yet?
No.
Oh my God. Good. Okay. I can have my little Bachelor segment. I wish we could recap all these shows all the time that Alicia doesn't love, and that's okay.
But like, if you really sat me down one day and was like, hey, bestie, I need you to do this for me. Can you please watch this season so we can talk about it? I would do it for you.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
So nice. For me, that's enough. Because Cal and I watched all of them together, actually.
Oh, thank God, Cal. You took one for me.
Cal's he loves it.
Good.
We love it. We love having like our favorites.
I could see him being like, no.
Oh, he gets so into it. He gets more into it than I do. Like we were watching. So the most recent season of The Bachelor was this guy named Clayton who was on Michelle's season prior. And so I didn't keep up for a few seasons just because I want to love whoever the main person is, even though it's more so about the contestant.
Yeah.
Which I love. But I didn't watch. But then I kept hearing all this buzz about it. And I listened to a lot of podcasts about all of my favorite reality shows. Yeah. And so I was listening and they were like how crazy it was. And it was like this crazy season leading. So finally it was the finale and it was a 2-part finale. And I was like, fuck it, Cal, let's watch. So we only watched the last two episodes, which was like a Monday and a Tuesday finale.
Oh my God.
Bitch, it was crazy.
Oh my God.
So in Bachelor fashion, you're not supposed to say I love you to the person because obviously it confuses them. Like I think Ben Higgins was the first one to say I love you to two girls. And then obviously one gets, you know, dropped, which is horrible. She's doing great now. We love JoJo. But I'm a Bachelor fanatic. So then one time we were going to have a Bachelor person on the podcast and they told us we couldn't talk about The Bachelor.
Oh yeah.
And
we
I was like, but that's all I care about. So no, thank you. So I'll give you a very short spiel, but he had three last girls. You know, that the thing is called the fantasy suites where they go, you can have sex, you cannot have sex. Hannah Brown didn't have sex with Tyler Cameron. How? Self-control. He's so hot, but she didn't. But he went, had sex with two of them. And they saved the one that he knew he was going to choose. Like he liked her the most and it was like very apparent, but they made her last. And they started doing this thing where like it used to be fantasy suites. You all had your own like hotel rooms and then you would go to your fantasy suite. They spaced it out throughout they spaced the date throughout the week.
Okay.
And then you go on your date, you have, you can have sex, you cannot have sex. You just spend the night together and then you go home. But then with COVID, when they weren't able to travel as much anymore and they needed to add more drama and things, they started putting all three of the girls or all three of the guys in the same hotel rooms, like a suite. So they have to see each other come back with like sex hair or like come back in the morning. Yes.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Leading up to it, he had the dates with the three girls first. I don't know which one was first. I think it was Gabby or Rachel, which were the other two girls. And then Susie was last. And so he tells all three girls, I love you, all three of them. And he did the same bit for the first two, which was like he got to the car and she was like, I love you. And he was like, I love you. As he was getting in, he did the same thing the second date, the exact same thing. And then by the third date, which is the girl that he like definitely was going to pick, but he fucked the other two girls, which is fine. And like, you can do what you want, but like, obviously they had a lot of feelings involved. The last girl was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just don't think I can do this if you did have like sexual relations with other people, because like I love you and I care about you and I'm falling in love, whatever. So, which I totally understand all of that because, you know, I get it. And so then she leaves, he has the two girls left, and then he has to, the ones that he didn't like as much, he then has to tell the girls, hey, I slept with both of you and I told you both that I love you. They go off and are hysterically crying. And it was so sad. I was bawling because I felt so bad for them. That's so sad. And then when they come back, he was like basically saying like, okay, if you want to leave, you can leave. If you don't want to leave, you don't have to leave. But I just want to be transparent with you.
Yeah.
And still keep in mind, he hasn't told all of them that he loves Susie the most and she left.
Also, it feels so like, let me be chivalrous now.
Yes.
It's like, also, I have to be honest.
He's also being honest, but only telling them as much as like that will save him, which was, but we saw everything. Oh, I love it. So then they come back. Keep in mind, he's trying to give both these girls like a rose and they have to accept, and then they can like meet the families, and then it's, and then he picks the last one. So he gives the rose to the first girl. Her name's Rachel. And she's like sad, obviously. And she's like, yes, I can take your rose. Like, I'll move on. And then Gabby comes up and he's like, will you accept this rose? She says no.
Good.
So by default, that one girl is left. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
Then the other girl came back and then he didn't even pick either of them. He broke up with them also together. And then he went and the Susie came back and now they're
Are
together.
Are you kidding?
And now they're on TikTok and it is horribly cringy. I feel really bad. It's bad.
Oh my God.
But I think it's
God.
Because people are just mad at him and I'm mad at him. Like, he handled everything so poorly. But the next season of The Bachelorette, both the girls are going to be the Bachelorettes. So that's going to be chaos.
Oh,
and I'm excited.
Tea.
That was a really long spiel.
No,
we can cut that down if we need to.
No, I was actually very interested in that.
It was the crazy. I saw Whit and Sarah on Monday and I was like, you guys need to fucking watch this right now. Watch tonight. And then they kept up with it and it was the craziest finale. Because, you know, they're like
predictable.
For the craziest season of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
It really was.
Oh my God. Sounds like he has mommy issues.
Actually, what I loved was his parents, because you know the parents come in and like talk. They were real with him. They were like, what the fuck are you doing? We didn't teach you to be like this.
Yeah.
Which I loved.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So that's what happened on The Bachelor.
When did that come out?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so now they're on TikTok and I loved it because the Gabby girl, oh my God, she was iconic. And you know when you're like, whether you're getting broken up with or you're just like in a confrontational situation and you can't think of anything to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on you're in the shower and you're like, I should have said
that. Oh, me literally every single day.
She articulated everything so well. He broke up with both of them sitting on a couch together. And then she was like, I have nothing left to say. Goodbye. Gets up, leaves. He chases her and is like, can we talk about this? She's like, no. You kept me here for your own selfish gain. I tried to leave. You wouldn't let me go.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm so sorry. Can I walk you out? And she has this meme that where she goes like, no. And she gets up and walks herself out.
You
would love her.
Oh, I love that.
I hope that's what you would be when you go on The Bachelor.
Yes. Okay, maybe. Everyone, my submission.
Channel your inner Gabby. We love it. A 10-minute recap of the most recent Bachelor.
Oh my God, perfect. So the game we wanted to play also would be Bachelor approved by,
it would
by
be
him.
Very fantasy suite adjacent.
Very fantasy suite adjacent, because basically we want to kind of play F, Marry, Kill with some topics. You know, when you have to pick between three things, who do you fuck? Who do you marry? Who do you kill? That is the T. What was his name? Clayton, we know what you would do. Okay, we know.
Damn, bitch. She's going gonna start watching.
Wait, Clayton doesn't know what he looks like.
Can Clayton come on the pod? Let's just grill him the whole time.
Like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Why did you choose to break up with them both at the same time? Like, that's what was wild to me. Cal the whole time was just like, what the fuck, man? Come on, man. It was so good.
You need to film Cal's reaction next time.
Asian Girl Squad also does like weekly bachelorette viewings, and Cal will come to sometimes and be the only boyfriend there. It's so funny.
Okay. So there's this list.
First one, House of CB, White Fox, Princess Polly.
Me wearing House of CB right
now. I'm wearing White Fox.
My fluffy sleeves. They're so fluffy.
They're so pretty. Can we get some ASMR? Ooh, that's so satisfying.
It really was.
It was like.
Yeah, I was like.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
This one's hard because, you know, I'm a White Fox hoe. Like, I love my White Fox.
I was going to say, I made orders for all three of these stores literally the other day.
And I love my House of CB corset tops.
I love House of CB has come through for me when no one else has for any carpet, any event in my life. I love White Fox. I'm currently wearing White Fox as we speak.
Also, they're so original. But White Fox and Princess Polly are more affordable than House of CB.
Mm-hmm.
But I also listened to the podcast Mariana Hewitt had the founder on.
House of CB, yes.
It was so good. And yes. I loved hearing her story. And I was like, wow, girl, boss.
I think I'm going to have to say I'm going to fuck House of CB.
Really?
Yeah, because like I love their stuff. But it's like a good Vegas night, a good Vegas thing. I would marry White Fox and I would kill Princess Polly because it's very hard to find coupon codes.
Really?
Yeah. And I love their stuff, but I do think the White Fox, I wear White Fox stuff more than Princess Polly stuff, personally.
I wear more White Fox too than House of CB, but I love House of CB.
Are you going to marry it?
I
thought this would be easier for you than me.
I think I'm going to mirror your answer.
That's what I thought. That makes more sense for you even more than me.
I know. It's just hard. It's just hard because I also do love Princess Polly.
If I could be in a polyamorous relationship with House of CB and White Fox, I would. Okay. Next one.
Next one, Air Force Ones, Jordans, Dunks. This one's kind of easy for me.
I'm so sorry. I'm very bad at, I buy shoes because I think they're cute.
Yeah.
Lauren, who's a sneakerhead, got mad at me, but she like pulled me aside and was like, Remy, those are not cool shoes to have. And I didn't know, but in the sneaker community, mids are looked down upon. So now I'm very insecure about my mids. But no. It's good to know. And like the thing, and I told her, I was like, if I like the shoe, I'm going to buy it. But now I know in the sneaker community, mids are not cool. So I don't know the difference between
She was just being a good friend. What is this? Hey, don't walk up. Those are Jordan. See on the side, it says Air Jordan.
And then what's a dunk? Oh my God, what is the difference? They all look the same.
The swoosh is different.
Oh, I know. Okay. Yes.
I'm going to kill dunks.
Okay.
I also don't really have that many. I'm going to say fuck Jordans, marry Air Force Ones only because
that makes sense for you.
I love my Air Force Ones.
That makes sense.
I want to say marry Jordans, but I feel like there's a little bit of a internal struggle there because the amount of just white Air Force Ones that I've repurchased, I think I just bought some the other day. Mm-hmm. Like they're just tried and true.
A classic, classic sneak. I would say I'm going to marry these Jordans. Fuck a dunk.
Ooh.
Kill an Air Force One.
Ooh, because they're basic. I get it, but we're pretty basic.
But also if I like it for my white sneakers, because I'm short, I like a thick, like I remember Superga. Remember my Superga ones that I love?
Superga?
Yes, Superga. They're, I think they're some sort of European shoe.
Those gave me blisters.
I love, if you're a short bitch, get you a Superga.
Also, you would like the Air Force One Pixel ones.
Oh, cute.
They're like a little...
Good.
A little more.
That's what I need. I mean, I just buy the shoes again if they're cute. So
I love the ones you're wearing.
And if I have outfits to match. So like green, I'm like, oh, I have a lot of green. So I'll buy those.
Oh my God, the next one. This one's so easy for me.
Okay. Celsius, Alani Nu, Monster.
Oh, easy for me. Marry my Celsius, fuck Alani Nu, kill Monster.
I'm going to marry Alani Nu, use code Remy at checkout. but also because not only do they have great energy drinks, my personal favorite is Tropical. What's that?
Breezeberry?
Oh, no. I was just thinking if she's the man. My favorite's Gouda.
My
favorite's Tropical. And then, but they also have protein powders, the pre-workouts. Everything is so good. Like as a brand.
The pre-workout,
I'm going to fuck Celsius because I do love a Celsius, obviously. Mm-hmm. But just the vast variety is great at Alani Nu. And Monster, I'm going to kill.
Yeah.
Which I did get into those white Monsters for a minute. But now after having a Celsius And in Alani knew I could never go back to a monster.
Exactly.
Unless the gas station has nothing. I know, I'm dying.
I know. Next one. YouTube.
Oof.
TikTok.
Oof.
Instagram.
Oh, easy.
Go.
I'm going to marry YouTube, obviously. I'm going to fuck TikTok.
I knew you'd say that.
Obviously. And I'm going to kill Instagram.
I think I'm going to marry YouTube because she pays the bills. She mm-hmm. is the breadwinner. Mm-hmm. She is the breadwinning housewife. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then we are also going to fuck IG, kill TikTok. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's right. But you're not a TikTok girly.
I want to be. So when I am famous, you can come back to this and call me out on this exact moment.
When you're TikTok famous?
When I am TikTok famous. Once I get, my goal is to hit 1 million on there.
Yeah.
I'm like, we need to make that happen.
That's a great goal.
You know?
You should.
It's nice to have
then
goals.
Then post more.
Yeah, I should post more. I've been trying.
I get it. It's hard.
It's just so like the amount of effort that goes into posting TikToks for me. I'm like, I can put less effort into a YouTube video that I feel like performs better and makes me more money.
But you know what? I think we're not meant to be TikTok stars because for TikTokers, it doesn't take that long. Like Pep Muff yeah. is off the cuff at all times. She told me, Pepperoni Muffin on TikTok, in case you guys don't know. She posts like 5 to 6 times a day because she just sits.
They're like stories.
Yes, but it's she's different. Just naturally a good storyteller. She's good at just doing off the cuff things.
They need to pay their creators more. I'm saying
I agree. I completely agree. I think TikTok is fantastic. And I think it's so much better than Vine because as great as Vine was and as hilarious as
it was
there's
niche.
Only so much you can learn in 6 seconds. Like TikTok, yeah. you can learn so many things from yeah. cooking to car detailing to painting to whatever it may be.
I also like, I hate the feeling when I'm on TikTok for so long, just scrolling like that. That mental
this one guy that comes health. Up that's like, stop.
Yes.
You've been watching for too long. I'm like, scroll.
You're like,
scroll.
See fewer yeah. of these.
I tried to do that, but it won't let you.
Pretty basic.
Okay. Erewhon, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods.
This one's kind of easy for me because I would marry Erewhon. I'm not kidding. I am a hoe for it. I order it sometimes twice a day. I'm not mad at it.
And in case you don't know what Erewhon is, it is a very niche grocery store only here in, I believe, Southern California.
Yeah.
And it is well known for being the most expensive grocery store probably in the world.
But I get why, because I have never had one bad thing. Like the quality of it all. I got filet steaks from there, like the grocery, not the hot bar, the grocery thing.
Like the butcher?
The grocery thing. I got filet mignon, not from the hot bear. What the fuck?
Hot bears.
I did grocery shopping. I got some fillets. I cooked them up. They were.
From the butcher?
Yeah, like not Ooh. The hot bar, just normal grocery shopping
okay.
area. So good.
I'm sure.
The quality.
Also the customer service there.
I'm part of their membership.
I am too. I have the fucking tote bag.
Yeah, I want the tote
when
bag.
You, it's right there. When you walk around the store, they're like, hi, how are you? Like as if you're checking
They're
into
so
a hotel,
nice.
Which they should for how much you're paying for a piece of fruit.
So I know, yeah, I am next. This is, I know where we're probably going to differ. I'm going to fuck Trader Joe's because I love my Trader Joe's and mm-hmm. I'm going to kill Whole Foods. I love Whole Foods. I've just never been across the street from one to where I shop there all the time.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to marry Trader Joe's.
Really? I thought mm-hmm. you were going to marry Whole Foods.
I love
you're
Trader
gonna,
Joe's.
You're going to kill everyone.
I'm going to fuck Erewhon.
Drama! Cooking with Remy, drama!
I don't, Erewhon is the one that I go to the least out of all of them. I also love to go to like every grocery store I possibly can, whether yeah. it's Ralph's, Walmart, whatever, Vaughn's. I just like to see what everybody has. But between these three, Erewhon is so delicious for like grab and go things. It is far too expensive, but I do enjoy like a little fuck here and there. Yeah. And then I'm killing Whole Foods, even though I do shop at Whole Foods very frequently and I am a stan. And when I lived in downtown, I would walk there pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. I most recently got food poisoning from an oyster from Whole Foods. So oh. she and I are a little.
Is that where you got food poisoning from?
Yeah.
So it wasn't the award show food?
No.
I thought so too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was definitely the oyster because that was the only like, I was really trying to rack my brain. What's like the only single serve thing that I had where.
Yeah. Also, I feel like you would have heard of other people.
No one else got sick.
Yeah.
And then I realized I had oysters and also kind, not gross, but just like a natural thing, but like kind of freaked me out. One of the oysters had a crab in it. So when we opened it, so I was like, yeah, after, I was like, oh, maybe just a bad batch. Just a bad batch. So I'm going to kill her, but I still love her. Mm-hmm. But we're fighting right now.
Got it. She did you dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Real dirty.
Cowgirl boots, over the knee boots, combat boots.
Oh, girl. I'm going to marry over the knee boots, yeah. Obviously. I'm going to fuck a cowgirl boot because it sounds fun. And then kill combat boots.
I'm going to kill combat boots. I'm going to say, lately I've been into knee-high boots.
I love a knee-high. Yeah, actually, I can usually only get boots to my knee because of my thick calves anyways.
When I'm thinking of over-the-knee boots right now, I'm thinking of the flat ones with the over-the-knee.
Oh, you know, yeah, the flap that goes over here. Okay, let's say knee-highs because I was thinking knee-highs.
Okay. Marry knee-highs, fuck cowgirl boots, kill combat boots.
Yeah, agree.
Combat boots make me look stumpy.
Me, bitch, what do you, me? I know. Did you ever wear them?
Yes. Remember the like Miley, Kylie, King Kylie era?
I didn't wear them then. I got really into them in middle school when I would wear my studded Steve Madden ones. Oh my God.
I know exactly
the ones with the studded toe.
I didn't have those, but I wanted them. But I had the Steve Madden combat boots.
Ooh.
Obsessed.
Okay. Sushi, pasta, burgers. These are my three favorite foods. And soup. But soup's not on the list, so I don't have to worry. Soup. I love soup.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God. Got past that one.
I'm going to marry sushi. I'm going to fuck a burger. I'm going to kill pasta.
Oh, wow. I'm going to marry sushi, fuck a pasta, kill a burger.
Got it. I get it. Here's my thing with pasta. I love pasta. I just don't get it often.
I will say if I'm drunk, my decisions are all changing.
Like burger?
Like a farmer's boy.
Farmer boys.
A farmer boy's burger when you're drunk is the best thing you can get. That 100% grass-fed beef with a thick-ass onion ring and that ranch.
Yeah, if you're in fast food and you're looking up at the menu and it's like 100% natural, you just don't
trust it.
I love pasta, but I'm such a family-style type eater. That's why I love sushi. Like, I want a little bite of everything. Burger, I love the fries, like the whole meal that comes with it. With pasta, I just get over the same flavor.
I get that.
So I feel like I just rarely get it, but I do love it.
When you want a pasta, you want a pasta.
I want Olive Garden pasta, breadsticks, and salad. And like, soup. I want the salad. I want it.
Toscana.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thong, cheeky, boy short.
Ooh, cute little panties.
Mm.
Okay. Marry a thong, wear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck a boy short because I love sleeping in boy shorts. Like one of my, or also like having them with jeans and letting them peek out. You know what I mean? Like like a thick brief kind of band.
Yeah, like a Calvin's moment.
So I guess, I mean, I do like cheeky, but I feel like they show underwear lines more. So I'm usually always a thong.
Yeah. I would say marry a thong for sure. If I'm wearing underwear, it's a thong. I don't own a single pair of cheeky underwear anymore.
Yeah.
That was more when I was like younger. So I'm going to kill that. And then I'm going to fuck a boy short.
But cheeky is cute when you want cheeky.
I'm just always in a thong.
When you said middle school, I was like, I was not wearing cheeky underwear in middle school.
What were you wearing in middle school?
Probably like Hanes.
Granny panties.
Oh, yeah.
I had like little cheeky ones that were like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
yeah,
Thursday.
Did, oh, man. So I would be that girl in the locker room like changing like this. And you'd be like.
It's Saturday, bitches.
In case anyone doesn't know, it's Saturday. I know gym locker.
I would always wear them like out of order, though.
Okay, last one. Morning routine, night routine, or workout routine?
Ooh. I'm going to kill a morning routine because I hate mornings.
Ooh.
I'm going to fuck a workout routine because I like to dabble, but I don't need that all the time. And then I will marry a night routine because I'm a night owl.
I'm a little bit opposite. I'm going to... I'm gonna marry a workout routine. When I am actually on my workout routine, live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh,
all
love.
Is right in my life. So if it could be perfect all the time, I would say marry that. Fuck a morning routine. I will say I'm more lazy about my skincare routine at night. I'm like, I don't want to put it on.
Oh, that's so interesting. I'm way better. I'm just so much more alert when it's like midnight versus 8 a.m.
Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Wow.
I don't know. So yeah. Also, I don't really have much of it. I guess I should have a night routine. It's probably why I have not been able to sleep. Lately, I've just been, my brain has been awake. Like last night, I think I went to bed at 2.
Might I suggest a bath?
I'm not a bath person.
I love a bath.
I get really hot, and then I'm like putting my ankles and my wrists out.
Just like make it like a tepid bath.
Yeah, I never think, I'm always like hot.
I love, and I do enjoy a nice lukewarm bath actually. Mm. And then when you get like too like cold, you drain it a bit, add some more hot water. Yeah. See, girl, yeah, I got you. All right, guys, on that note, that wraps up our game of Fuck, Marry, Kill. Please comment down below if you have any more that we should rate, because that'll be fun.
What would you fuck, marry, kill about my outfit right now?
Ooh, I would kill the socks.
You exposed me. Those. I was going to wear heels and I was like, they ain't going to show.
They're just an interesting sock choice. Oh.
This reminds me of Cinderella when the foot would not fit in the
dress.
She's like, look,
you're the ugly stepsister with the feathers right now too. I would say marry the top, fuck the jeans. How about me?
Ooh. Are those good American jeans?
Yes.
Ah. Fuck. Okay, marry the jeans.
I thought so.
Fuck the shoes. Okay. Kill the top. Okay. I love the top. I love the top.
Okay.
But I love green.
Honestly, I should have worn a bra, so I understand.
The Jordans.
I'm feeling that. Not much support for the ladies right now.
No, they do.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.